Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. This is a good question that we have today that came in through the Ask Cindy portal, and it's about a man that had a 10-month-old, 9-month-old German Shepherd that had a problem on slippery floors. And he wanted to know what videos that we sell to solve this problem. And the answer is none of the above. And I'll talk about that in a minute, but first I need to say, if you're new to this channel, you can go to the front of learburg.com and scroll down to the Ask Cindy portal, and Cindy, who's my wife, will answer a question usually within 24 hours, depending upon if she's traveling. I don't know that if there's another website on the internet that gives you the ability to ask a professional dog trainer a question and get an answer. And if we can answer it, we will answer it. If we can't answer it, we're going to tell you you can't. And that's exactly what the situation is here with this slippery floor problem. And I will go back and say that I bred German Shepherds for 35 years for police service work, for the dog sports, the biting dog sports. And I've seen my share of dogs that have problems on slippery floors. It's a genetic problem. You can't train genetics out of a dog. You can train dogs that don't have the slippery floor genetic factor and then not get it in the puppies. And the reason I say that is that I worked on a drug unit, a West Central Drug Task Force here in Wisconsin for 10 years. And I've been around training narcotics dogs and scent work dogs for many, many, many years. In fact, we're gonna have a seminar here at Learburg on November 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2025 on scent work. And my friend Kevin Sheldahl, who is a retired police canine officer that trains police service dogs and trains the handlers to be new handlers, he's going to be the instructor here in November, but I'll have something on that more. But the point here is that we can't give someone a training scenario that's going to make slippery floors go away. They may get used to it. I mean, back many years ago in Germany, there was a police service dog breeding school in West Rhine-Westphalia that bred Malinois for police service work. And they had a problem with a lot of their dogs having slippery floor problems. They thought they were going to have to close the facility until they started breeding dogs that did not have slippery floor problems. And they worked their way around it, and they don't have it now. So it's important that people, you know, I guess I have a problem, for example, with the SV, which is the German Shepherd Dog Club of West Germany, doesn't have a temperament test that tests puppies for problems with slippery floors. And from what I understand, they are going to make that change. But there's another organization that I prefer for here in the United States, the American Schutzhund Organization, that tests dogs for slippery floors. And it's an important test that they have. You know, you have to test young dogs for a problem with gunfire, a problem with loud noises. You should test young dogs to make sure that they don't have a problem being handed off on a leash to a stranger or to someone that is not the handler. These are tests that you can run on puppies. And there will always be the person that's going to say, well, I fixed my dog that had a problem with slippery floors. Yeah, well, maybe the slippery floors that you've been testing on he got used to. But take that dog to a school at night and toss a ball down the hall and see what that dog is like. The thing is I thought there was more problems with German Shepherds, but that's what I've been exposed to. But I also know from talking to Kevin that he sees black labs that have it. He has seen Malinois that have it here in the United States. But the answer to this whole thing is you might be able to condition your dog by playing a ball on slippery floors and blah, 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 but it's not going to make it go away. It's too bad. I will say this, breeders can test for this. They can test a 10-week-old, 8-week-old puppy to see if it has problems on slippery floors. And if you're thinking about buying a German Shepherd, you might want to have that test done when you're looking at it, rather than say, oh, the breeder said that they tested it for it, and it's okay. Okay, good, show me.